This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and the liberals have come up with a chilling new gimmick to block the confirmation of federal judges. In a moment, we'll face off. Ted, our listeners know you have only one standard by which you judge any nominee to the federal courts. Does he or she agree with Ted Kennedy 100% of the time? With the Republican Senate last year, President Reagan's nominees were guaranteed a fair hearing. Now, with you and your friends running the Judiciary Committee, I don't think those nominees will even get a fair trial. No wonder. They'll first have to clear your new screening panel, a kind of liberal star chamber designed to shoot down conservatives or moderates before they even get to a committee hearing. Ted, intimidation and obstruction have no place in our government. If a conservative panel was created to screen liberal judges, you'd be screaming your head off.
Bob, you need some spring training. You swung at the facts and missed by a mile today. In the past 6 years, President Reagan has appointed 291 federal judges, and I've supported all but seven of them. Sure, I opposed William Rehnquist for Chief Justice, but on the same day, I voted to put conservative Nino Scalia on the Supreme Court. My record on judicial nominations is less ideological than yours, Bob. You haven't blinked on any Reagan nominees, no matter how poorly qualified they are. That's the Dole technique. Cover your eyes, hold your nose, and vote for the nominee. You're right about one thing, though, Bob. The Senate is under new management, and we do have a new procedure for assessing the qualifications of judicial nominees. Let's hope the administration gets the message, Bob. The days of their Senate rubber stamp are over. Unqualified nominees aren't going to make it to the federal bench. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new bipartisan initiative in Congress, Fair Housing. Will Bob drag his heels again? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.